Jesus is born, Noel, Noel. Come worship Him, our God in a manger. Come celebrate Emmanuel. Hear the song of joy ring out through the ages. Sing it until every nation has heard. The Father's gift is the Lamb of salvation. Jesus is the living Word. Oh, celebrate the wonder of Christmas. Jesus is born, Noel, Noel. Come worship Him, our God in a manger. Come celebrate Emmanuel.
Oh, from the dawn of earth's foundation, from the beginning of time itself, from the very first moment that light pierced the darkness and chaos became an ordered expression of infinite wisdom and unmatched creativity. God, the master architect of the universe, filled his handiwork with wonder.
In the words of the Creator, "Therefore, once more will I astound these people with wonder upon wonder." He would not be content with the ordinary, and he would not be satisfied with the mundane. When an all-knowing, all-loving Father set out to rescue and redeem his fallen people, he infused his plan with wonder.
God himself would take on flesh and blood. And the people who witnessed this improbable scenario were themselves filled with wonder. This event, long foretold by the prophets and eagerly awaited for God's faithful, began to unfold after 400 years of heaven's silence. Right before their very eyes, God invaded the earth.
Thank you. time, we're going to invite our children to come up and sing with us. They have been preparing for the past weeks a song to be sung with us in our musical.
Events call for extravagance. Some occasions can only be marked by the spectacular, the miraculous, the supernatural. And this is how God chose to announce the birth of His Son, the dawn of redeeming grace, the advent of the day of salvation.
Picture it. Unsuspecting shepherds on a quiet hillside. Without warning, the sky is ablaze with the glory of heaven itself. First, one radiant angel, followed by countless others, all trumpeting the arrival of the Savior of the world. It was the wonder of His proclaimed appearance. And the wonder continued. The shepherds, compelled by the angels, journeyed to Bethlehem to confirm the incredible news that indeed a Savior had been born to them. And seeing for themselves God incarnate, they fell in worship.
Later, a group of honest seekers made the unlikely trek from their eastern homeland to the place where the infant Messiah, the wonder of all wonders, now lay. Whether driven by intellectual curiosity or the irresistible allure of a phenomenal star, they came searching for the King of the Jews.
Overjoyed at their finding, yet overwhelmed at their encounter, they too fell in worship. It was for them the wonder of his presence among us.
Countless days on a journey that led so far.
Endless nights they traveled to follow a star.
They did not find a palace, just a searching for a king, but finding a child, no crown, no throne. Still they bowed down.
Come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him.
Expectation turned to mystery.
For nothing was like anything they dreamed.
Anticipating the royal and those honored. Instead, they gazed in the awestruck eyes of a lowly peasant girl, holding her child.
Come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him.
Only the mind of God could have conceived and put into place this episode of contrast. An infant child who is the King of the Jews, a helpless baby who is the sovereign Lord, an innocent newborn who is in very nature the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world.
He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. All things were created by him. Things in heaven and in earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authority, all things were created by him and for him, so that in everything he might have the preeminence. We know him by many names: Redeemer, Savior, Deliverer, the Christ, Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, and yes, the King of Kings, and Lord of Lords. People of God, celebrate the wonder of His preeminent authority. Of sin, a great light has now appeared.
This is Christ the Lord.
For everyone who has lived under the shadowy threat of death, a light is breaking through.
This is Christ the Lord.
Ancient prophets told us that He would come from the line of Jesse, that He would rise up and bear fruit.
This is Christ the Lord.
And true to His promise, He has come to act with perfect righteousness and justice for all those weary of what this world offers.
This is Christ the Lord.
This then is our message to all those longing for peace, seeking redemption, striving to refine the wonder for which we were made. Christ can be born in you.
The past can be forgiven. The wonder can be restored. In a moment, in the beat of a heart open to receiving the King, a life can be changed, transformed by the one who came for you and for me.
This is Christ the Lord.
It could be any time. It could be any night. But this could be